Jerry Schmidt. I am from Vermilion, South Dakota, and currently serve as the Executive Director for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff and South Dakota Soybean Association.
And Jerry, what was your home FFA chapter?
Elk Point, South Dakota was my home FFA chapter.
Tell me a little bit about how you got started with the organization.
I had a brother that several years before me was involved with BOAG and FFA, and so I really didn't know a great deal about it other than what he described to me. So as a freshman in high school, I signed up and had no idea the path that it was going to take me on.
What were some of the events and leadership opportunities that you participated in?
Of course, we did a number of things for the community, building the South Dakota communities, which was, we had some projects in for instance, the city of Elk Point Park, but also a number of contests, whether that was crops or public speaking. And so dabbled in each of those, and the more I learned, the more excited I got about it, and so eventually went on to become a state officer.
Really? So when did you serve in state office?
1974 and 1975, which that seems like centuries ago, but it's very vivid in my mind, just the people that you got to work with. And still today, the relationships that we have because of those experiences that we had back then. And when people ask, how did you get to where you are today? I think oftentimes we say, well, you know, my family and being born in the United States giving us opportunity. But one thing that really stands out to me is the experiences and the things that I learned in FFA, those being working with other people and the conduct of meetings and how to do things efficiently and being comfortable speaking publicly. Those things have just been the foundation of what I do today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you happen to have an SAE when you were in FFA?
I did. It was a point in my life where my father had just become disabled, and so I was taking the first step in taking over the farm. It was actually a community experience, and by that I mean right away folks, neighbors, just as they do today, came and helped with the first harvest and first planting. But also what I mean by community is I was able to go to the school board and ask them to grant me the ability to step out of school when I needed to be and the ability to go to a local college and pick up some of the courses that I needed for high school at night and on weekends. And so it was a joint effort and again, a learning experience.
Yeah, that's a lot to juggle. I mean, the time for extracurricular activities, and if you were doing extra classes too and running everything, and then you still ran for state office after that.
I did. It was an opportunity. I had a younger brother that was just behind me, and so his being able to assist with the farm and in some cases take over some of the elements of the farm allowed me to be a state officer and then to go on to college.
I guess when you look back at all your years involved in FFA, it's probably one of your most fond memories.
It is working with the FFA state officers. We still have a very close relationship today. We try to get together, if not once a year, every other year, and sometimes two or three times a year, and we're spread across the country. But we just have that closeness and have maintained that throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. I guess that kind of leads me to my next question, how you're still involved with the FFA organization today.
You know what? As soybean producers, of course, are very involved with a number of organizations and realize the benefits that we get from the next generation coming forward. And so we work with a number of projects with FFA. We try to assist with contests and judging. And personally, I try to contribute to state convention and a number of other things just to keep FFA as vibrant as it always has been.
Well, it's a great organization for young people to be part of, that's for sure.
It is. As I stated earlier, it is a foundation that FFA members can just keep building on. And while you're there, while there are things that you enjoy, the future that you can't see is very bright and supported by everything that you're doing there.